I'm not sure I understood what you said. Can you repeat that, please?
As we are receiving certain high critical errors and warnings from your computer license ID, as it states that someone is trying to hack your computer and is going to crash at any point of time, so that's the reason I have given a call for you to fix your computer, okay?
Okay, yes. And what is that computer ID? Can you just read that to me?
Just hold on a sec. It's 888-Delta-Charlie-Alpha-6-Alpha and Frank Charlie 8A11CF8FOFOOCO4 Frank Delta 7 Delta 062, sir. This is the computer license ID of your computer.
Okay, is that my Windows ID, or is it the processor ID, or the manufacturer's build ID?
Windows ID. It's the Windows ID.
Okay. And so how are you going to fix my computer?
We are going to take the access of your computer. First, we are going to confirm the computer license ID and take your access of your computer and show you the errors and warnings and fix your computer right away in front of you, sir.
Okay.
Are you with your computer now?
No.
Could you please go and turn on your computer so that I may first confirm the computer license ID and show you the errors and warnings and fix your computer right away in front of you?
Okay, how much does this cost me?
Well, we are going to scan your computer. If your computer is corrupted less than 80%, we are going to do it for absolutely free. If it is corrupted more than 80%, there you should be activating certain protection plans so that it may just protect your computer from hackers.
Okay. All right, so what do you want me to do?
Are you with your computer now?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Please just concentrate on your keyboard. Is your computer turned on?
Yeah, it's booting up right now. What part of Microsoft are you from?
So we are from Online Computer Expert, working on behalf of Windows Technical Department.
So you're a Microsoft subsidiary?
Certified, yes, sir. We have Microsoft certified technicians.
And do you have your Microsoft associate ID number available?
Yes, sir.
You do? Can I have that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and give that to me.
It's 5432.
Is that all?
And
Okay.
509.
Okay. And what's your phone number there in case?
Number.
Okay. And what's your phone? Go ahead.
Its phone number is 855.
Yeah.
428.
Okay.
9679.
And what's your extension?
Beg your pardon, sir. 8728.
Okay, and what's your name again?
This is Glenn Max.
Okay, and where are you calling from? What city are you in, sir?
New York, Clifton Park City.
Where's that?
New York, Clifton Park City.
Okay. I'm still waiting for the machine to boot up here. What exactly are we going to do here? Can you just kind of summarize it?
Yes, so we are going to first just confirm the computer license ID. And we are going to show you the errors and warnings. And after that, with your permission, we are going to take the access of your computer and show you the errors and warnings and show you how much percent of your computer is corrupted. And if it is corrupted less than 80%, we are going to fix your computer right away in free without charging even a penny. If your computer is corrupted more than 80%, there are certain advanced protection plans. 119 plan and 199 plan and 279 plan. It's a single activation charge, and whereas its validity is about 3 years, 6 years, and a lifetime. Okay?
Okay, but how do you actually go about fixing it? How do you scan it? Do you connect to my computer from where you are?
Yes, sir. We are going to, we have got a software where we are going to take access of your computer, okay?
You're going to take access of my computer?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Still booting up. It's almost finished here.
Beg your pardon?
I say it's still booting up. It's almost finished here.
Uh-huh.
What'd you say your phone number was? Was that 855-428-9679?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what's the name of your company again?
Online Computer Expert.
And how did you come across my number?
Sir, we have got your complete database in Windows, okay? Windows Technical Department. So that's the reason I have called you. We have got your phone number. It's 11744, am I right?
That is correct.
Yes, sir. So that's the reason we have called you.
And do you know my name?
No, sir, we have not got your name here. We have got only your phone number at present now.
Okay, and then do you know what version of Windows I'm using?
No, so we don't know what version of your Windows you're using. We have got only the computer license ID, okay? The ID number which has been registered with Microsoft Windows.
Okay, and so they just didn't give you any other information about my operating system?
No, so we have not got any other information about you. We have got your phone number and your computer license ID number. Okay, so that's the reason I have given a call for you.
Okay, and is this going to work on a Macintosh?
No, sir, it's not going to work on Macintosh. Okay? It's only going to work with Windows.
With Windows? Okay, yeah.
So we are calling on behalf of Windows, only the Windows.
Okay. And then, so you said your number was 855-428-9679.
So, yes, you are absolutely right.
Okay, well,
if you have any doubt, just give a call to that number. It's a toll-free number, okay?
Well, yeah, and as a matter of fact, I just did that, and it said the number is not registered or disconnected or has been changed. It rang about 15 times.
No, sir, just try it again. After some time, you'll be disconnecting to that call, and you can ask whatever question you have got, okay?
Okay, why do I have to wait time? I have another line here. Why don't we just try it right now?
Yes, sir, as you wish, sir. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Oh, no, don't go. Hello?
Yes, sir?
Yeah, don't leave. I want you to fix my computer.
Yes, sir. Is your computer turned on?
Yeah, it's almost finished booting up now.
Yes, sir. Just let me know after it is completely turned on.
Okay. While we wait, I'm calling that number again, 428-9679, area code 855-855.
Uh-huh.
I've got it on speaker here, so hopefully you can hear it. Hear it ringing there?
Yes, sir, I can hear that.
Yeah, it's going to ring for a while, I bet, because that's what happened last time. But my computer's almost booted up. How long have you guys been in this business? Hello?
Thank you for calling Online Computer Expert. How may I
assist you? Wow, wait, is that you? Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm here, sir.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. All right, so what happened there? The first time I called, it said, like, the number was changed or something. Who are you guys? Do what?
You're speaking to me here right now?
Yeah, and who did you say you are again, your company there?
It is Online Computer Expert that you're speaking to.
Okay, and what do you guys do?
We are the service providers of the Windows operating system that you got there.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Could you please let me who's on the line?
Yeah, well, you guys called me on the other line, and he gave me your company number, and I just kind of wanted to verify it. So there we go. Thanks.
Okay. On the line there. We have the gentleman speaking to you.
I believe so, sir. Are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Yep, that's him.
fine now?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. You have a nice evening. You just have a word to the gentleman and just go through the things with you, okay?
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, there you go. I don't know what happened the first time then.
Yes,
sir. So the computer's almost booted here. And do you have any idea who is actually hacking me?
No, sir. We don't know who is hacking your computer, and we are only here to fix your computer as we are certified Microsoft technicians, okay?
Yeah, and you got my number from Microsoft?
Yes, sir, from Windows operating system. You have got the number from there, so that's the reason I have called you.
Okay, well, you do know that Windows is owned by a company called Microsoft, right?
Yes, sir.
And Windows is strictly a product. It's an operating system. So Windows itself would never send you any information or call you or even have lunch with you.
We have received this technical, have said first only, this call is regards your computer on behalf of Windows technical department. It's not from Windows operating system, okay? From the technical department, okay?
Right.
If you're a genuine customer of Windows, we are here, your computer is at high risk, so that's the reason I called you, okay?
Right. But why wouldn't I have gotten an email direct from Microsoft?
I don't know, sir. It's not my problem, okay? We are calling from online computer experts, okay? We have your number.
Well, I certainly don't want to piss you off, man, but it kind of is my problem because I'm trying to see whether or not you might be legitimate. You can understand my skepticism
No, we are not legitimate. We are not legitimate, okay? We have got your computer license ID, okay? For the genuine purpose only, we have got your computer license ID. Just turn on your computer and check the computer license ID. If it is correct, just proceed with the call. If it is not correct, just hang up the call at whatever moment, okay?
Okay. And where do I find this number that you're talking about?
Yes, sir. Just turn on your computer and I can show you the number, okay? The computer license ID number.
Okay, my computer's on and I'm ready to go, so where do I find this number?
Yes, sir. Just concentrate on your keyboard.
I'm concentrating on my keyboard.
On the lower left bottom of your keyboard, you could see a four-flagged window key, a symbol of Microsoft.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Just press and hold that key and hit on alphabet R as in Romeo at the same time.
Okay.
Yes, sir. What could you see on your screen now?
It's telling me to run a program. Type the name of a program.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. Could you see a cursor has been blinking all day?
Yeah. What do you want me to run?
Yes, sir. Could you please type over there as T as in Tally?
T as in Tally, okay.
M as in Mike?
Yep.
D as in Delta?
Okay.
Could you please give a hit on Enter on your keyboard?
Sure. Windows cannot find TMD. If you're talking about like Tommy, Michael, Delta.
Yes, you'll be getting an option over there as continue or else something. A new pop-up.
Tell me the letters that I'm supposed to type again. CMD?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Listen, I've been working with computers for 31 years, man. So you just tell me the program you want me to run. Now I'm at a command prompt.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You could see a cursor is blinking over there?
Yep.
Yes, sir. Could you please type over there as A as in Apple?
Go on.
S as in Sam?
Yep.
S as in Sam again? O as in Oscar?
Yep.
And C as in Charlie? Did you type over there as A-S-S-O-C? Am I right?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Could you please give hit on and enter on your keyboard? Yes, sir. You could see the screen is being scrolling down in the black window.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yep.
Yes, sir. From the bottom, a third or a fourth line, a long lengthy line with a combination of alphabets and numerics, starting with ZF sent to target. Am I right? Could you see that line?
Yep.
Yes, sir. This is a computer license ID. I would like to read out from my end. Could you please confirm it?
Yep.
Yes, sir. It states that ZF sent to target is equal to CLSID, which means Computer License Security ID. It's 888 Delta Charlie Alpha 6O, Frank Charlie O, Alpha 11 Charlie Frank 8F OF, it's OO Charlie O 4 Frank Delta 7 Delta O 62. Am I right?
I'm not sure. Can you read that again?
Yes, I'm going to read out it once again. It's ZF sent to target is equal to CLS ID, which means the license security ID. It's 888 Delta Charlie Alpha 6O Frank Charlie O Alpha 11 Charlie Frank 8F OF OO Charlie O 4 Frank Delta 7 Delta 062. Am I right?
No, actually that's not correct.
Yes, sir?
That's not the same number I have here.
Yeah, what you have got? What you have got?
Well, I'm not going to give you my number. Why would I do that?
No, sir. This is a computer license ID which has been registered with Windows, okay? I'm not joking with your computer, okay? Your computer is at high risk. You should neglect it. You are going to lose your computer. So that's the reason I have called you.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Is that a unique ID number that only this computer would have?
No, sir. We have got your computer license ID number, okay?
And am I the only one? Wait. Am I the only computer, this computer, with that ID number?
Yes, sir.
You're sure of that?
Yes, sir.
Because I just put on my second and my third machine, and that very same number comes up.
Uh-huh.
Because you got associations in here, and ZF send a target CLS ID. That's not unique to Windows, and that's not even a Windows license number. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, I don't know what all the clicking's about. But why would that come up on more than one computer, sir, if that's a unique ID?
I don't think so, sir, and it's not my problem, okay?
Well, it's quickly become my problem because I feel like you're making this up and like you could be some sort of phishing scheme.
No, sir, not at all any legitimate calls or else anything. You are calling to save your computer, okay? As you wish, I can show you the errors and warnings. If you are interested, just don't waste my time. If you're interested to save your computer, just proceed with that.
Wait a minute. You're telling me not to waste your time. You called me, and this is a flipping scam, my friend.
No, sir.
Well, why is this ID coming up on more than one computer? Answer that.
No, sir. I don't know this, okay?
You don't know this? Well, let me tell you why. Because it's not what you say it is. It's not a Windows ID. See, I can go over here to Control Panel, okay, and I can bring up my Windows ID, and it has absolutely nothing to do with what you're getting from the Windows Special Division in the secret court of wherever the hell you've made up in your head, okay? You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so tell me why this ID is on more than one machine, if it's a unique license code that applies to only one computer. Right, so now tell me, where did you really get my phone number from, or are you just dialing in sequence?
No, sir, we can't dial it randomly, okay? As you like, there are many customers we have got, okay? This is a number which has been registered with the Windows, okay? There is no need to just dial a random number and just give a call for you and just waste your time or my time.
No, it's not at all a waste of your time or my time when you're trying to scam me out of money when my computer comes up over 80% corrupted or whatever your little game is here, man. I got virus protection. I've got support through Microsoft. This call doesn't happen. My friends have gotten these calls. I'm hip to every tech show and tech podcast out there. Thousands of people get calls from your little company, and it's as fake as can be. And this Saturday, it'll go out in front of about 5 million radio show listeners when I pass the recording of this call, which I am recording right now, and you're on it, and no one is going to listen to your crap for more than 2 minutes, unlike me. Do you dig that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now let me ask you the big question here.
Do you want me to fix your computer? Because your computer is in real danger, as is your entire office, as is your freedom, okay? I don't know what country you're really calling from, because you came up as 1-all zeros in my caller ID, which right there is suspicious, okay? That's online call, which means you're probably where? Singapore, Bangladesh, Shanghai, Rubicon, wherever the hell you are. And that's great, but don't call up here, threaten the sanctity of my machine, and tell me you're going to extract money from me.
And try again.
Yeah.
If you need help.
This guy was beautiful. This is a trooper. This guy lasted longer than I ever thought he would. I hope you all enjoyed that call. What's their company name from? Get this. Online Computer Experts, OCE. Their number is 855-428-9679. I was speaking to Glenn Max. Yeah, his name was Ishtar, for God's sake, okay? He's at extension 728. Please call now, and they'll fix your computer. Thank you so much, and have a good day.